Okay, so let me say what we're going to do. Because I'm aware that it's a hard floor and some people don't have everything to make themselves comfortable, this won't be a long experience. This will be like a little an introduction and a taste. This is a technique that I'm going to show you that is based on yoga nidra, which is a form of relaxation and meditation that many people are familiar with as a kind of finishing exercise at the end of a hatha yoga class or something like that. But in fact, there's far more to it than that. Many people also perhaps think that it's an ancient technique. But in fact, one of the reasons I want to share it with you is because it illustrates very, very beautifully exactly, in a sense, what we're doing in this One Tree gathering, which is working on drawing on strands from east and west to work in a way that answers a contemporary need. And so although the terms nidra can be found way back in the Upanishads, the actual method and technique was actually developed in the 1960s by Swami Satyananda, who took ideas from Western psychology, a type of psychological approach which was called rather quaintly relaxationism, where people were starting to study how you could progressively relax the body for health, physical health and mental health. And he took some of the ideas of positive psychology, Emil Kue, the idea of thoughts and repetitions of thoughts to have a positive effect on the mind. And he put it together with yogic ideas and techniques to form this method of yoga nidra. And I'm training with a wonderful organization, the Total Yoga Nidra Foundation. There we learn about the whole range of yoga nidra techniques, and we learn how to deliver them too. And so what it involves lying down, and you take a pilgrimage, hello Frank, you take a pilgrimage around the body. It's fine to be sitting up as well. You can do it sitting up, so it's fine. And what we do is we take a pilgrimage around the body, we do some breathing, a little bit of visualization, and then we come back again. It's deeply restful. And the connection with sleep, you may have heard of the definition of yoga nidra as yogic sleep. The idea is that you learn how to navigate the different levels of consciousness and that you stay awake through them, if you can, you don't have to, but if you can, you stay awake when normally you would go to sleep. You listen to the guiding voice and it takes you through, and you can map it with brain waves. You're going down from beta, which is our normal state now, to alpha as you start to relax, and you go down into delta and theta and so on. But the voice keeps you going, and there may be periods of time during the experience where you blank out, as it were, and you can't remember what's happened. But the part of you is still conscious. And the more you do it, the more you learn to navigate this and perhaps to stay awake. But one of the beautiful things about yoga nidra seems to be that it's adaptogenic. In other words, what that means is it adapts to what you need. So if you really need to sleep, you will go to sleep. If you need to have an experience, another kind of experience, you'll have that. So it responds to you individually. And so now what we're going to do is, and the reason I've called it Druid Nidra is because for those of you who are familiar with the Druid path, you will know of our meditations where we work with light in our energy field and of where we use natural imagery to inspire us and to relax us and to heal us. And so when we incorporate the idea of the sacred grove, which you'll be familiar with and which we talked about yesterday in terms of being a very good symbol for a meeting of the Dharmic and Druid traditions, the sacred grove is a wonderful way in which, by visualizing it, we can start to change our consciousness and explore these inner realms. So the invitation, and it's just an invitation, in all the instructions you hear, you don't have to do anything if you don't want to. You can just relax and lie there. But the invitation is for you to lie down in the pose which is called in yoga Shavasana, which is lying like this, completely flat. If you ever try doing this at home, there are lots of yoga nidras you can download from the Total Yoga Nidra Foundation, so you can listen to them at home, and you know, maybe I'll pop some up too. And thank you. When you do it at home, try this. We don't have the all the equipment here, but you can try tucking a pillow under your knees, and that just tips your back a little bit, and you're able to lie sometimes more comfortably, depending on your anatomy, as it were. You can also lie on your side if lying on your back is problematic, and so on. And so as you lie here, just start to become aware of your body lying on the ground. Sense the position of your limbs, your torso. And sense where it's positioned in the room. You're lying here in this large room. You can sense the walls around you, the floor beneath you, and the ceiling above you. And if you move your awareness now to your hearing, see if you can hear any sounds coming from outside the room. And now just allowing whatever sounds are there that are coming to you, just move your awareness to any sounds you might be hearing from within this room. And allowing those sounds to just move the focus of your awareness now to any sounds that might be coming from within your own body, such as your breathing, or your heartbeat, or your digestion. And now move your awareness to your breathing. And without trying to change it in any way, just notice how the air flows in and out of your body, effortlessly. There's nothing you need to do. You just observe how the air flows in and flows out. Move your awareness now from that to sensing the points of contact between your body and the ground. So you might want to start with your feet and noticing and sensing your heels on the ground, your calves, just feeling the sensation of contact, of weight. Your hips, your back, shoulder blades, arms, and the back of your head. And just allow yourself to feel that and to sink in, as it were, into the earth. Just allow the earth to support you, the embrace of the earth. And as you do this, you can, if you like, imagine that the walls around you are just melting away. The floor and the ceiling are melting away, and you are finding yourself in a sacred grove, in a clearing in the forest. The good earth beneath you, the trees around you, and the sky above you. and you can feel the weight of your body just dropping on the earth. You can feel gravity. And as you allow that sense of weight, it's possible that you might also sense the energy of the earth flowing into you. The slow rhythm of the earth nourishing your body, calming you. And you sense the presence of the trees around you. And you sense their roots deep in the earth. Their trunks rising up into the sky. And their branches and leaves catching the sunlight. And you feel safe and protected in this space. You sense the trees as guardian spirits. And you sense the sky above too. And you breathe in the energy of the sky. And it comes flowing into you, bringing you vitality and strength. And the energy of the sky meets the energy of the earth within the center of your being. And now you move your attention to your body again. And you begin to take a pilgrimage in awareness around your body. And so you allow your attention to move to an awareness of just your right thumb. You're aware of your right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. So your awareness just moves across from finger to finger till you're aware of all the fingers and the thumb of the right hand, the back of the hand, the palm, the wrist, the forearm, the elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder, the armpit, the right ribs, the right waist, the right hip, top of the thigh, underside of the thigh, the knee, the shin and calf, the ankle, the heel, the top of the foot, the sole of the foot, the instep, the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Your awareness moves to your left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. The back of the left hand, the palm, the wrist, the forearm, the elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder, the armpit, the left ribs, the left waist, the left hip, top of the thigh, underside of the thigh, knee, shin and calf, ankle, heel, top of the foot, sole of the foot, instep, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. So now just be aware of the whole left side of the body, the whole right side of the body. No need to strain, just moving awareness without any effort or strain. The right side of the body, the left side of the body. Become aware now of the right leg, the whole of the right leg, the whole of the left leg. Both legs together, the right arm, the whole of the right arm, the whole of the left arm, both arms together, and now move your awareness to the small of the back, the lower back, the middle of the back, the upper back, the back of the neck, the back of the head, the top of the head, the left temple, the right temple, the brow, the left eyebrow, the right eyebrow, the place between the eyebrows, the bridge of the nose, the tip of the nose, the left eyelashes, the right eyelashes, the left eye, the right eye, the left cheek, the right cheek, the upper lip, the lower lip, the points where the lips meet, the chin, the neck, the center of the breastbone, the left of the chest, the center of the breastbone, the right of the chest, the center of the breastbone, the navel, the pubic bone, and now the whole front of the body. Become aware of the front of the body. Become aware of the back of the body, the whole of the back of the body. And now the whole body. The whole body. The whole body. And as you're aware of the whole body lying on the ground in the sacred grove, allow yourself to feel as heavy as possible. Just open yourself to that feeling of heaviness as if you're a stone on the ground, a great weight, and just exaggerate that, enjoy it, open to it, a feeling of heaviness. Notice how it feels. And now let that feeling go. And instead, become aware of feeling as light as a feather. Just enjoy a feeling of lightness. Imagine it, encourage it. Just feeling as light as a feather. As if you're drifting up in the air on the breeze, on the gentlest of breezes. And now let go of that feeling and invite the possibility that you can feel both heavy and light at the same time. And now move your awareness to your breathing. Just become aware of breathing in and out. And as you breathe out, just imagine you're breathing out down your spine, from the top of the spine down to the base of the spine, breathing out. And then as you breathe in, imagine you're breathing up the spine. And so just stay with that feeling of breathing down the spine and up the spine. And as you do this, all your tensions are just drifting away. And you're breathing in energy and health, strength and healing. Breathing out down the spine, breathing in up the spine, breathing in energy, strength, and healing. And gradually you let go of breathing in and out in this way, of focusing on your breathing. and just sense instead this feeling of being in a sacred grove, the trees around you, the sky above you, and the earth beneath you. And notice how the trees can give you strength. And you may be drawn to become aware of one particular tree, to be aware of how its roots are deep in the earth, its branches high in the sky. And with some of the inspiration and the strength of this tree received as a gift, allow yourself to enter into communion with this tree and with the spirit of this tree. Open to its gifts, its life, its energy. And now give thanks to the tree for their blessings, their gifts. Become aware of lying in the sacred grove, the earth beneath you, the trees around you, the sky above you. Breathe in the energy of the sky and feel this energy meeting the energy of the earth within the center of your being. And as you do this, you gradually allow your sense of being in the sacred grove to begin to fade. And as this begins to fade, you start to become aware of the walls around you, of the floor beneath you, and of the ceiling above you. And you feel fully present here and now, sensing those points of contact between your body and the floor, the back of your head, your shoulders, your back, hips, thighs and calves and heels on the floor. And feeling energized and relaxed. When you feel ready, and only when you feel ready, you allow yourself to stretch your fingers and toes. And again, when you feel ready, you open your eyes. And you can take as long as you like to get up. The secret is not to rush, but just to allow the feelings to consolidate in your body. So, Hari Om Tat Sat, and many thanks for the awen received in this Yoga Nidra, in this Druid Nidra.